President Trump insists on loyalty from people around him, but seems reluctant to return the same. He didn't fight for General Flynn, who it appears broke no laws, and now the president's trashing one of his few early great supporters in Jeff Sessions. I don't like that Sessions recused himself from the Russia investigations back in the early days, but in so doing, he was taking the standard expected action. President Trump is personally responsible for letting his top people know his expectations, and he clearly did not do so for Sessions. Instead, Mr. Trump simply made an assumption that his appointees would see things through his outsider New York Street Fighter eyes. That was a ridiculous assumption. Sessions has been tops as Attorney General on everything but the Russia deal and his support of asset forfeiture, which the president likely supports too. President Trump is the boss, and if he wants Sessions gone, he should fire him. But there's simply no excuse for publicly attacking over and over his own hire as AG, who is a good man and who gave the president important primary support early. Again, Trump is the man appointing people like the solid fighter for conservatism, Jeff Sessions. It is Mr. Trump's responsibility to make clear to each appointee his expectations and what level of things need to be cleared by the White House before action is taken. It was President Trump who made the post-election pronouncement that his administration wouldn't bother going after Hillary Clinton, and now he's complaining that his own AG, Jeff Sessions, is taking a, quote, very weak position on Hillary Clinton crimes. Trump has an odd definition of loyalty. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas, weekdays at 5 p.m.